This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Says, how far are you into the waiting line? The waiting line he's referring to is the line waiting to get in to see the President of the United States at the Target Center in Minneapolis, where we are live on What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn and our Alex Taylor are out chatting with folks. Everybody's in a pretty, you know, happy mood. They don't mind this at all. The line is going to wrap all the way around the Target Center and then some eventually here. It keeps building. Kevin will tell us more about that here in a little bit. We're going to talk with Jason Lewis. We're going to talk with the head of Mega Minnesota. We're going to talk with someone that was a victim of the Minneapolis games by Frybaby, the mayor down here, yesterday. All he wanted to do was serve food. Simple as that. Serve some food for the people that were waiting in line, and nope, can't happen. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And Kevin Flynn, how's that crowd building, Kevin, where you're at right now? How are we adding thousands every hour, or what's happening?
Scotty, it's crazy, man. There's a I'm in the Skyway. We actually came from where the front of the line is, heading, you know, back kind of south. And there's probably 300 people. There's a register to vote volunteer effort that was building. And I actually ran into a former classmate of mine, and she's a Women for Trump, 2020, member, whatever. They put a call out for volunteers. They needed like 80 volunteers. They got like 500 people. So there's a huge gathering of people here that are getting educated on registering people to vote. They're trying to get that done. But, so far, Alex,
yeah, A and B ramp are both closed at this point. People are
going to
park, and one of the
friends
came by, but
we've
got 7,000 here right now.
Yeah, dude, there's like 7,000. I mean, it's unreal. I'm looking down. I'm in the Skyway. I'm looking down on the street to the south, what would be the southwest corner of Target Center. There's probably 60 members of law enforcement getting briefed down there. Looks like Secret Service is briefing with them. A lot of guys with the dark suits and green backpacks, but it's amazing, man. The numbers aren't going to lie, and I'll tell you what, I'm running into all kinds of people, from the Magasota folks to podcasters to, and again, a security, NBC was doing a live shot here on the network with a local anchor, and here comes the security guy telling them they can't film in the Skyway. It was ridiculous. And it's just, again, trying to suppress the story that anybody's actually here when there's thousands of people here already.
Well, what I don't understand is what would be the reason for that? Like, what would be, you know, there's no possible negative effect from a camera being in a Skyway talking to people.
Whoa. Yeah, there is, because that actually shows people here. They want the cameras outside where there's nobody out there. They want, when all the people are in the Skyway, and so they don't want anybody seeing.
Outside now too.
They're lining up outside. It's spilling over into outside, but they're trying to control what you see, and they, you know, that, so they don't want anybody filming in the Skyway where all the people are. They want them outside where there's nobody out there, so they can somehow say that there's nobody here. But tonight will be a different telling of that story. When I guarantee you, it's going to be busting at the seams. There'll be 19,000 people in there, and you will not be able to get in once, if you're not in already.
Have you seen any Cops for Trump shirts?
Tons of them. One just walked by me. a lot of them. A lot of red shirts. Oh, that's another thing, brother. I got to tell you. When we were on, we're walking up and down the line. In fact, one guy gave us a hard time. He says, "Man, you guys are getting your steps in, because we're just going back and forth along the line looking for interesting people." So we're standing there talking to, I ended up meeting a classmate's younger sister of mine. It's a small world. And here come four law enforcement officers, and the cheers are starting down the line from us. And I'm like, what are they all applauding and cheering about? They're applauding and standing up and cheering for these four officers walking by. Anytime a law enforcement, Minneapolis law enforcement officer walks by, this crowd is standing up and giving him applause and giving him love. And it's just exactly how it should be, bro. It's awesome.
How good does that make a law enforcement officer feel, given the fact that you had, you know, the treatment that they've had in Minneapolis because of high-profile cases and more recently the mayor saying, you can't wear your uniforms. Change the rule. Change the rule once the Trump rally was announced. So, you know, this is the fear they have in the left, that people are going to figure out that real Americans, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping real Americans support this president. They don't have foreheads.
Hold on. Let me just ask you. That's all you need to hear, brother.
Yeah, they love America, and they're afraid to put them on TV. It's pretty unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, men, women, young, old, Hispanic, African American, Caucasian, it doesn't matter. We're all red, white, and blue here today. There's one color, and they're red, white, and blue.
That's awesome. Kev, we'll check in with you a little later. We're live from downtown Minneapolis, counting down to the president's rally tonight, 7 o'clock, and the faithful are out in great numbers. Jason Lewis is here, the next U.S. Senator from Minnesota. Can hardly wait, ladies and gentlemen. Jason, how you doing?
Scott, I'm doing great. You are right down there in the middle of it. We're going to be joining you in a few hours as soon as we get done taking the vice president on a tour of my old congressional district. Interestingly enough, we're going to be touring with the Vice President Pence, the second congressional district in Minnesota, where Angie Craig, the current incumbent, promised to work for all of her constituents, promised to keep the economy going, promised to focus on getting things done, and it has been a total 180. All she's done is obstruct and investigate, and now she's all in on impeachment. Man, the 2018 blue wave should have been called the 2018 pull the wool over the eyes of the American people, but as you can see in downtown Minneapolis, people are opening their eyes to this, and 2020 is going to be a different story.
Here's the latest outrage. Not sure if you heard this. We talked to the campaign earlier. We heard this firsthand from people in line. The city of Minneapolis is not allowing any journalist to talk to protesters. I'm sorry, to talk to, you know, Trump supporters, people going to the rally that are in line. They can't talk to them. They don't want them on camera. I mean, as soon as a camera goes up to somebody that supports the president, you know, the jackbooted thug shows up to say, no, you can't do that. What are they? I mean, what is happening to Minnesota?
Well, the scary part about that, of course, is half the journalists, if not three quarters of them, are probably in line with it. Look, I think the single most troubling development of the resistance era is the push towards censorship. We're seeing it this week in the NBA and American institutions siding with the communist Chinese in their crackdown of free speech in Hong Kong. We see it with speech codes on campus. We see it with the perpetual outrage. Even a Hollywood director is worried about a permanent outrage as a commodity, as an excuse for people to shut down, intimidate, and silence people with whom they disagree. We saw it with the resistance protest. Antifa is all about repealing the First Amendment for half of America. Well, if that doesn't focus the mind, and that doesn't get you concerned about what happens next year, I don't know what will, but that is a clear and present danger to everything we hold dear.
Karen
and
Pence.
By the way, we're gonna have a rally in the Target Center tonight where an NBA team plays. The owner of that NBA team owns the Star Tribune and City Pages, the left wing hack job. I've yet to see their condemnation of the communist Chinese and the NBA siding with those anti-free speech people. I wonder why that is, Scott.
Very good point. I'm amazed. Karen Pence, the second lady, did an event in St. Paul. As you mentioned, the vice president is here touring your old district. You have the president coming tonight. I mean, they clearly have an all-out effort to turn Minnesota red here, don't they?
44,000 votes, my friend. And, you know, I love the media take here again. Well, you know, no one's voted for Republican statewide since 2006. Minnesota solidly blue. Did anybody say Senator Rod Graham, Senator Norm Coleman, Senator Rudy Boschwitz? The longest-serving speaker was a Republican, Steve Swigum, a two-term governor, Tim Pawlenty. The state house, in one chamber or another, has been controlled by Republicans for years. This is a doable state. The Democrats have lost the iron range because they are basically telling people in the timber, in the energy and the mining industry, learn to code. Your job is gone. This is entirely doable, and we're going to surprise a lot of people. Although you and I won't be surprised, but our friends at the New York Times and the Washington Post, and especially the BuzzFeed bloggers at CNN, will be very surprised.
Now, we know you're going to be the nominee for the Senate race as a Republican. You're not officially the nominee yet. Obviously, Minnesota's process plays out later next year. Does that change anything tonight, or do you think you're still going to be able to get some love from the president?
Oh, well, yeah, there is always an official, shall we say, conundrum or official wall put up any time that, even if there's a gadfly in the race or you're not the official nominee yet, the other candidates and the other committees stay out of it. So we really, believe it or not, are these things, as you well know, are being decided on Air Force One on the way out. So we're hopeful that we'll get a little love from the president. I'm certainly supportive of the president's policies and will continue to be.
Yes, our own Senator Kevin Cramer says he doesn't know of any other candidate that is all in for Trump as a campaign strategy. And I think in Minnesota that's bold, that's brave, and deserves a shout-out. So looking forward to that tonight. Jason, go get him. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott. Always a pleasure, bud.
Take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. Calls, questions, comments, welcome.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
SchwannBuickGMC.com. We are just, what, less than a... November, right? Less than a month away. I'm not ready for November yet. I guess we better be ready. We got November already. Active Military Veterans Appreciation Event is slated for Thursday, November 7th. We'll have more on that coming up. The 2019s are getting marked down because the 20s are rolling in. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
What's on your mind? Also brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Your bottom line is important to us here. We're thinking about you. And we know that over 1,000 different facilities have taken advantage of something called the Link Service Contractor efforts with H.A. Thompson & Sons. They watch your bottom line for you. How does that work? Well, they provide the cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. They do mechanical heating and cooling systems. Buildings throughout the Northern Plains. They do assembly lines. They do a lot of different things. And you know what? The bottom line is they're maintaining them. They're replacing if something's needed. You've got a certain number, and it helps that bottom line. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Interesting news that we found from Tim Murtaugh on that Fox News poll where 51% say they think President Trump should be impeached and removed from office. Little dirty secret in that is how many Democrats were asked that question, so the poll isn't really that surprising. It's not a, you know, scientific reading of the American electorate. It's a biased Democratic poll, so figure that out. 48% of the people who were asked that question were Democrats. Does this surprise anybody? Anywhere? I don't think so. We are in Minneapolis. The rally for the president is now 9 hours away. The vice president is also here, as you heard Jason Lewis talk about. That guy's got a busy day, running around with Vice President Pence today and then President Trump in the rally tonight. So that's going to be rather interesting. Looking forward to that. Todd, I think Kevin had some folks he was finding with the Trump's Cops for Trump t-shirts. You see that he sent us a moment ago? If you can find that, I wouldn't mind finding out about some of those folks that are wearing those shirts, which I think is fantastic. That's just priceless. Way to go. And also, we have two things left to talk to people from the rally that I think you'll find interesting. One is a gentleman who was put through the ringer yesterday by the city of Minneapolis after he was asked by the Trump campaign to be a vendor serving food. They gave, you know, oh, no, you need to go to that agency. Goes to that agency. No, you need to go to that agency. Can't make it up. Texture. Out of text comments here. We'll get to those. 701-367-2054 for me. 701-226-8503 for Todd. Or call us. We love that. 701-258-0550. Why isn't Biden's blackmailing the Ukrainians being publicized by anyone? Well, when you say by anyone, Rudy Giuliani's doing his best to bring up the facts of this. Now it sounds like Lindsey Graham is going to call Rudy Giuliani before the Senate Judiciary Committee on this topic. And we've heard reports this morning, which guest of ours was that? Some guest said they heard that Joe Biden and his son were going to be subpoenaed. Do that one. Be a great idea. As far as everybody else, it's the media. I mean, the vice president is on the clip, on the television. This isn't a hearsay deal. We actually can see him saying, I told those guys, fire that prosecutor or you're not getting the money. 6 hours later, SOB, they did it. It's his own words. So it's a fair question and concern for you. Texter says, U.S. soldier in Syria. I'm ashamed for the first time in my career. I heard that yesterday. That is sad. It's an unfortunate situation, and I'm sure a member of the military that's there that has helped that situation, you know, remain as calm as possible. And then there's an effort to stand down, and now they're there as special forces watching but not able to do anything is definitely sad. You know, I've mixed emotions on that. We're talking about 50 soldiers, number one. Number two, they're a police force. And I don't know. I don't like the idea of our law enforcement being a police force, not the active duty military. On occasion, the National Guard has to do it for various things, but not the active duty military. So I see the sentiment. I think it also is designed to push others to get in that game. But it doesn't mean it's not difficult. Texture says, Scott, my dad is 87 years old, very smart man. He follows politicians and politics all his life. He said he always knew corruption was bad in D.C., but never knew it was this bad. And also said we would never would have seen this exposed if it wasn't for Trump. So true. It even bleeds into local media. Horrible. With a pickup and push the same lies like your competitor and his followers, the mainstream media, they can never be trusted. Or the Democrats who are backing this. Thanks for that story. Very interesting. Breaking now, according to a listener, texter, two Giuliani associates who helped him on Ukraine arrested on campaign finance charges. Man who helped Giuliani and Ukrainian charged with four counts of campaign finance violations, charges against Giuliani associates, including conspiracy. I've seen just reports of this while we were on the air today. I've seen that Rudy Giuliani is questioning the timing of that. I don't know much more than that, but that will add another chapter to this. Another texter, maybe North Dakota could pick up a few of those western Minnesota counties. Wouldn't be a bad idea, would it? Why don't you call the mayor's office on air and ask for an explanation of this attempt to crush our First Amendment rights? That's a good idea. Let's get a spokesperson on from there. We'll start working that right now. Why didn't I think of that? Great idea. Another listener, why can't the reporters tell the so-called mayor to go pound sand? What he has ordered is against constitutional rights. Yeah, I'd press it if I were them. Absolutely, 100% agree with you. Speaking of Trump and the White House, are there any seats left for the D.C. trip? That's right. We're going to go see Donald Trump, Melania Trump, their humble home known as the White House and how it's decorated for Christmas. And let me tell you this one thing. There is nothing you'll ever see that will compare to the White House at Christmas. Period. End of statement. Especially when you're going throughout the house and seeing all of it. It's just, oh, man, it's really incredible. It really is a great sight. The answer to your question is, are there any seats left? Yes, there are a few. I believe I last heard there were 12 seats left, but six of those had tentatively been claimed, just waiting for the checks to come. So, yes, there are some seats. They are out of Bismarck. Flights out of Bismarck. All the Fargo flights are gone. The deadline is October 15th, so it's next week. So we got to get you signed up so we can get you into the White House and U.S. Capitol, Kennedy Center, Holiday Pops concert, cruise around the Potomac for a great little dinner. We've got some great meals planned. Medium rare, fun little restaurant. They only serve steaks. That's it, the steaks. You decide how you want it. And all you need to do if you want to join this is call us and get one of those seats while they last. You ready for the number? 952-898-3478, extension 0. Or email me, Scott H. FlankFamily.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties, who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
"Frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, gotta sometime bring our people back home."
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Our location, Trump rally later today. Our coverage continues. We're going to talk with the organizer of a group called MAGA Minnesota. MAGA-soda. Make America Great Again, Minnesota chapter. Here in just a little bit. We're now about, 6.5 hours away from the president's address before the masses here tonight. Doors don't even open until 4 o'clock. And there is a huge crowd down to Minneapolis. No protesters in sight. Somebody just said, well, that's typical because the protesters don't get up till noon. I didn't know that. I didn't get that memo, so I didn't know.
I heard but okay.
Did you? Yeah, okay. So some dispute whether it's noon or four. Sometime between noon and four, they wake up. That's the deal. You know, you've heard about concrete strength, right? You get that. Everybody gets concrete strong. I want to talk a little bit about concrete safety. If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. United Laboratories learned that inferior building products mean greater fire risk. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. But concrete's safety is not just about fire hazards. National Wind Institute, Texas Tech University, found that concrete, the best material to stand up to wind, even winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. That's why even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York, concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com. Got questions? You can find out more about your local concrete contractor at ndconcrete.com. ndconcrete.com. All right. Marnie is the head of MAGA Minnesota. And as you know, Kevin Flynn and Alex Taylor have been out there looking for people that are having a good time, got a story to tell. There's Cops for Trump t-shirts, and Kevin has found another really cool t-shirt. Describe it, Kevin, for us, would you?
It's a silhouette of the state of Minnesota. There's a nice Trump hair kind of a vibe going across the state. And then the eastern side of the state is like Trump's profile.
It looks fabulous. Yeah. They've got buttons, too. It looks like you're selling some information here.
Yeah, no, Marty, I'm guessing you're selling shirts and buttons and stuff?
Shirts. We are selling shirts, buttons, and scarves with our Magasota Lota logo. And Magasota is the largest network of Trump supporters in Minnesota. We're totally a grassroots effort.
That's
we're
awesome.
Nonpartisan, not swampy, no Never Trumpers or rhinos. And we're going to find, we're helping people find Trump supporters in their own neighborhood. There's so many people that are closet Trump supporters.
We were just talking about that.
We cannot be the silent majority anymore. So our mission is to connect Trump supporters with each other in their own neighborhood, and then we're going to train people how to do that. Sign up on our website, www.magasota.com,
okay.
And then we're going to caucus as Magasota in February, and we're going to turn Minnesota for Trump.
That's awesome, Marty.
Before
good job.
That.
So we were just talking about that. I live up in the 7th District. And by Detroit Lakes, and you know, it seems to me, and I've always said, Minnesota is very bipolar politically. You know, you've got the 7-county metro that decides so much, but we're finding a lot of people in this line are from the 7-county metro, and really aren't buying into that that bipolar deal in Minnesota.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Oh no, we're gonna walk over here. She's for being moved. That's all right.
Yes. Well, you know, I think it's the urban areas that skew. They're so crazy, far-left progressives, Marxists.
Yeah, you got the mayor of Minneapolis.
Oh, my God, Mayor Frybaby.
Frybaby.
Yeah,
I love it.
Mayor Frybaby. And the Marxist governor, and we've got jihadi Keith Ellison as our attorney general. So we've got the red-green axis at work here in Minnesota to erode and corrode from within, and they've infiltrated and subverted, and they've literally taken over our state. And we're working really hard to take it back for freedom and liberty and for the Constitution, because what Mayor Fry is doing is he's trying to shred the Constitution and take away our First Amendment rights.
Let me tell you what he did. We were here this morning. It's a true story. We were here this morning, and a gal from MTV was right up at the front of the line talking to the guys. Four security guards came up and asked her if she was a reporter. And she said, well, I'm with MTV, but I'm a freelance. I freelance. And they're like, oh, well, you can't be videotaping in here if you're a reporter. And I thought, this is public property. This is owned by the city. This is mine. Right away, you know, that Frybaby was probably on the line telling people, don't let reporters go.
But I have to ask you, what was the last straw that tipped you over the edge to start this group? Well, it was Michelle Even that started the group. And she's over here, busy. We've got our volunteers. I'll tell you what. We went to a GOP Trump training in Bloomington in April. There was over 200 people. It was an overflow crowd. People were super anxious to hear how they could turn Minnesota to Trump. And they had this guy up there with a PowerPoint presentation. And he sat there in a monotone voice, and he told us this and that, never anything that we didn't already know.
Right.
So Michelle went home and said, you know what, we just really need a grassroots effort. And so she was the one that cooked up Magasota with the name and the logo. Everything's trademarked. And I've been with her since the beginning. And that's what America needs, is grassroots. So it was really not taking anything to chance, because Trump has only lost Minnesota by like 1.5%.
Right.
So we can't leave anything to chance.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's the, and I always say, the outstate has got to outvote the metro.
We have to get the people out of their homes and mobilize for Trump, which is what we're doing through Magasota, because we want to connect people in their own neighborhoods with other people. We had a party in St. Louis Park last month for Trump supporters on really short notice. We kind of put it on social media. We had 50 people that showed up. And a lot of the people are the only ones in their family that are Trump supporters or in their neighborhood, and they feel really isolated.
Right.
But it's, the magic is face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball. It's not through a political party where they want your donations.
Or social media.
And social media. And then that's it. They never call you. We call everybody.
That's awesome.
And they're going to make personal relationships, but they're going to last for a lifetime, and get people out to vote and caucus for.
And I think, good job. Hold on. The founder's here. She's going to come in.
And I think people are intimidated, though, and they're scared to come out. And you think this group will help get things going and people to open up and say, hey, I'm a proud Trump supporter. Yeah, because you know what we're going to do? We're going to go door-to-door. And we're going to go door-to-door in our safety yellow shirts and hats and everything. And we're going to knock on the door. It's a sorting game. It's not a convincing game. We're not there to convince people to vote for Trump. We're just here to say, hey, is anybody in the family here a Trump supporter? And they're going to go either no, get the hell out of here, and slam the door. And we'll go on to the next house. The next house will go, yeah, we're Trump. Like, hey, join Magasota. We're going to tell them what we're all about. Get connected. And then what we're going to suggest is they find a bar or restaurant in their neighborhood that will host a get-together like once a month, so people can meet each other face to the face. And then we're going to train them. And then we're going to get them to caucus. We're going to get 10,000 people to caucus in February.
Awesome. You are like my new heroes. You got heroines.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just keep up the great work.
Where can I find your...
AM1100theflag.com is our website. And we'll have it up there on there. And we'll and if it's okay, I'd like to get some information. And we'll circle back and we'll just kind of keep checking on your efforts.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Back on the air again and see how you're going and check in with you.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been ever since I saw the YouTube video, I've been wanting to reach out. I'm walking down the line. There she is. They're like, hey, you're kind of famous.
You have to be bold and you have to stop being the silent majority.
Yep.
And the bottom line is we love Trump and he's going to be reelected.
Yeah, I love that.
Appreciate it.
Marnie, nice to meet you.
Nice
and keep up the great work. Magasota.com is the website. And find out more about that. Keep up the great work. And we're up in I live in Minnesota 7.
Okay.
So we're trying to get Colin Peterson out of office. So let's see if it's Dave Hughes or Michelle Fishback who gets the nomination. But keep your fingers crossed for our red friends up in Northwest Minnesota.
Yes, we will.
All right, there you go, guys. That's we're in line with Magasota, one of the ladies.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Glad to have you out there. Alex Taylor, too. They've been just troopers all morning long. Actually, been out there since about 5:30 this morning. And it's fun. I have to tell you, I did this a broadcast from early morning through the show when the president was in Fargo, Shields Arena. And there is an energy there that is hard to explain. You know, it's like being in place for the big game. You know what I mean? And you're in your seat and you're ready for it to start and you have all that excitement. It's worth the hassle. Put it that way. It's worth all the hassle and all of that as well. Mike in Perm has a comment about Mayor Fry.
Yeah. You know, it seems like Mayor Fry's bully boys are very anti-First Amendment. You can't film here. You can't do that. And, you know, this is just way that it's going to be with the Democrats. They'll cancel the Constitution. Your First Amendment rights will be taken away along with everything else. And you will film what they want you to film. And you will write what they want you to write or else. And it just seems to me that these so-called security guards are getting their paycheck directly from Mayor Frybaby. I'm at 7311.
We don't need your number. We trust you.
Yeah.
You are who you say you are. But
I wouldn't want to give my number to them right about now.
My victory tonight will be if we get the president to say "Fry Baby." I think that would be that would be priceless. That has to happen. That is. Mayor Fry Baby, and then he could add his staple line that he uses when somebody's whining or whatever. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy, which is literally my most favorite ever line. And you know what? It is very illustrative of the president's sense of humor. He has a sense of humor. He has a little fly. I know some people flip out over that when, he's so mean and he's rude. And he's got a sense of humor. You got to have a sense of humor, you know? By the way, on tomorrow's show, What's on Your Mind, we're going to talk with the campaign manager, someone that doesn't do many interviews. We're actually doing that interview tonight at the rally. And Donald Trump Jr. will join us as well tomorrow on the program. That to recap tonight's epic event. I know that many of you are dealing with weather. And so as some texters have said today, text us pictures of the challenges you're facing out there. We're thinking of you on this first major storm of the year, and also the freeze, which is bad for lots of reasons. But if you get a chance to watch tonight, you'll also get a chance to give us a call and comment tomorrow. We would absolutely love that. That'd be the best, for sure. Anything new on the weather, Todd? Still a winter storm warning?
Still in that same thing, winter storm warning, in effect until tomorrow morning. Then it goes down to a watch. That stays in effect until Saturday evening. 5 to 12, then maybe another 4 to 12, so. And the wind is going to be an issue, too.
It's not going anywhere. One of the folks that'll be there tonight is our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow. And Mike is a great patriot. His new book, if you haven't pre-ordered that yet, make sure you do that. But he has a great story in many ways. His biggest accomplishment and what's allowed him to do so many things in so many venues is this pillow invention. I mean, he invented the MyPillow. It's his invention. He's not just like the head of the company. He invented it. He came up with the idea. And he asked us to tell you he wants to give back to you. So we have a plan. where you get great discounts on all MyPillow products. All of them. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and a lot more. The Body Pillow, $89.99 regularly, $29.99 now. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, all the same. Call 800-506-9028 for the deal or MyPillow.com. Tell them Scott sent.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hot Spring Spa is a pool table too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Category of did you know? All right, did you know that the lignite industry in North Dakota provides good paying jobs to more than 14,000 North Dakotans? Did you know it was that many? And of course, that's great for everybody. It's great for the economy, but What are they doing? Well, they're keeping the light on for more than 2 million families in the upper Midwest. It's about an $18 billion investment in the state. Pretty good. How many lignite-based power plants are there in North Dakota? Did you know there are 7? There's the Great Plains Synfuels plant. There's 5 active surface mines. And together they provide more than 2 million people with affordable, reliable, increasingly clean electricity, synthetic natural gas, fertilizer as well. Find out more about all this at SecureEnergyFuture.com. SecureEnergyFuture.com, one of our fine sponsors that keep our lights on, broadcasting to you, talking about things nobody else does in the media, giving you a voice. Novel concept, isn't it? Novel concept. That's exactly right. A couple calls that came in during the break. Let's roll those. Mr. Todd Mitchell?
You could take that group of pollsters, media personalities, media in general, and some politicians and add them to that group of lawyers that's chained together at the bottom of the ocean. That's about what they're all worth to me. Thank you.
Texter says, I just got the word the mayor is removing porta potties now. That can't be happening, can it? It can't be happening. No, I got to believe that that's, I hope, a joke or something else. By the way, we did call the mayor's office. We did ask for an interview. And they did grant us an interview as long as we give them the questions in advance. So we're doing that now. I don't think we're going to have it before the end of the program. But we've been trying since whenever you suggested it, 45 minutes ago. I try and get it. Not very often yet people say, well, I'll do an interview, but tell me what you're going to ask me. That's generally when I say, forget the interview request. Thank you very much. We don't need to do it.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, I hate playing those games.
I feel like we're living in the Soviet Union now, the way this is all being carefully controlled.
I love it for the following reason. It reveals their true intentions, their true motive. You know, it sort of removes the veneer where you think they're that way and leaves nothing to chance as far as what they believe. And they believe if they don't restrict cameras from talking to Trump supporters, that actually the truth would get out, that people think the president's doing a good job. They can't have that. Rather, why don't they go on a corner and say, here's what I'm for. Here's what I stand for. Here's what I'd do better than Donald Trump. No. They know they'd lose. We have another one. Another call that just came in. You have that one, Todd?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yes, I think they should subpoena Biden and his son. Why shouldn't they? Sounds to me like he did something wrong. If I get put out of service for over hours and I'm driving down the road in my truck, they don't exactly say, well, you know, it's no big deal. You're just a truck driver. I'm tired of these people like this getting by with this stuff because their name is Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and whoever else. How do you put people in prison if you can't stand by what they do? What's that tell you? It's time to get it over with. These people need to go to jail. Hillary Clinton's another one. Things that they've done just because she's Hillary Clinton, and then they're going to, they were thinking about, I don't even know if she is, wants to run for presidency again. How can they even be allowed? Well, I don't understand this system that we have here. To me, it looks like the rich only. I mean, it's getting to the point, why put these people in jail? Why should they go to jail for something? Nobody, these other people all get by with it.
Yeah, good point. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Tim in Minneapolis. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tim, go ahead.
Tim, here in the Minneapolis. Just real quickly here, if they do remove the porta potties in downtown Minneapolis, then Minneapolis will be that one step closer to being San Francisco. And that's kind of what the mayor's heading to anyway. So maybe it's to be a picture of things to come.
Yeah, here's a guy that's having a hissy fit over a visit from the President of the United States. There's people from all over coming to the city, people staying in hotels, people eating in restaurants, people spending money here in retail places, and the place is a dump. There's more homeless people every night in Minneapolis because of his leadership. Worry about the things that matter.
Yeah, the downtown Minneapolis has changed since 2008. It used to be a place you'd go to the Capitol Grill, grab a bite to eat, have meetings down there. Now we avoid downtown Minneapolis like the plague. Even on Vikings, you go downtown, you get out of there. If you have a meeting, you get in there and you get out of there. So he's destroying it. It's the mini San Francisco.
For sure. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot. Texter says, just like Trump, still getting the job done, even against the storm. They're going into the storm. And there's a photo of somebody into some bad roads. Not looking good at all. Todd, do you have the other off-air call that came in during the break?
I've played everything I have.
Oh, well, I think we're missing one, but we might not have time to squeeze it in here from a 367 number. But let's see. I've got other texts anyway here. With all the Democrats' garbage happening, the quote from the Japanese admiral after Pearl Harbor is appropriate. I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill them with terrible resolve. Republicans are a sleeping giant. Thank you, Darren. That's interesting. And I don't doubt there's some of that. There certainly is in Minneapolis. I don't think there would be the demand for tickets here but for the mayor and his disrespect to the president. I'll tell you that. So that says something, doesn't it? I believe so. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Schweitzer's. Remember, if you are doing a little deer hunting this year and you want to make sure you get your venison back, they guarantee it. Let me repeat, they guarantee it when you go to Schweitzer's. Others say they guarantee it, but do they? Schweitzer's guarantees it. Okay? Plus, they've got all North Dakota raised pre-made burger patties, assorted seasonings, liver sausage, head cheese, and more on sale. $1 off a pound. South Washington location next to Runnings and Dan's. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field. Discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.